Hello and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be sort of a battle of the bands between the California Ramblers and All Challengers. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play a tune by a band, one of several, and then I'm going to play the same tune by the California Ramblers. You can make a comparison between the arrangements, between the way the tune is interpreted. So I think it may be an interesting exercise. Before I go on to the music, I would like to read to you the information about the California Ramblers in the Grove online, Grove Music Online. And this is a short article written by Ken Rattenbury, and it goes as follows. California Ramblers, a group of studio players that recorded from 1921 to 1937 under the leadership of the singer Ed, parentheses, Wallace T. Kirkerby. Its members changed regularly and numbered between 9 and 14. The violinist Arthur Hand was the ensemble's music director between 1922 and 1925. Parenthetically, we had very interesting one, I think, about the Hand family. Several members of the family were musicians in the early 20th century, and we even had one of the Hand members of the Hand family who gave us some information about his father, grandfather, and uncle. Well, anyway, we'll continue. And Kirkerby sang on its recordings from 1926 to 1935. Regular members were the pianist Irving Brodsky, the banjoist Tommy Fellini, and the saxophonist Adrian Rollini, and at different times the group included the Dorsey brothers, Stan King, Miff Maul, Bill Moore, Red Nichols, and Chelsea Quealy. Interesting about Miff Maul, I found only two recording sessions of the California Ramblers with Miff Maul, but not the one that we will play today. As well as working as the California Ramblers, the band released material under dozens of pseudonyms, and such recording groups as the Five Birmingham Babies, the Goofus Five, the Vagabonds, the Varsity Eight, and Ted Wallace's orchestra often drew on many of the same personnel. It is interesting, again, that we very recently had a thread on Ted Wallace's orchestra. There were these recordings, which according to Rost were from September 12, 1927, but upon further investigation and help from several knowledgeable individuals, it turns out that those recordings were made on September 9, 1927. Well, that's beside the point. Let me continue reading what the Grove Online Encyclopedia tells us about the California Ramblers. It says, the California Ramblers recorded prolifically for numerous labels and were among the pioneers of the big band style of jazz. The group's material was called predominantly from popular dance hits of the decade and was presented in tight, deft arrangements influenced by classic ragtime. In performance, the players realized these pieces with agility and accuracy and added fluent melodic improvisation, although the singing was sometimes banal and hackneyed. Besides recording, the group appeared for some years at its own roadhouse, the California Ramblers Inn on Pelham Bay, New York. Jimmy Dorsey worked there with the band in the summer of 1924. And also in some of his visits early to New York, Bix went to the Ramblers Inn when Red Nichols was playing with the California Ramblers and sat with them. There is also a very nice information about the California Ramblers in Dick Sodhalder's Lost Chords. All right, let's get started with the music. Then, as I said, first I will play a recording of a given tune by a band, and then the same tune by the California Ramblers. First, I will play Red Hot Henry Brown. This was recorded on August 28, 1925, by the Charleston Chasers. The composition of the Charleston Chasers for this particular recording was Leo McConville on trumpet, Miff Mall on trombone, Dick Johnson on clarinet, Arthur Schott on piano, Tony Colucci on banjo guitar, and Vic Burton on drums. Sort of the Five Pennies without Red Nichols and without Jimmy Dorsey. I will follow that with a recording of the same tune that was done on September 17, 1925, and the California Ramblers here were Frank Cush and Roy Johnson on trumpet, Spiegel Wilcox on trombone, Bobby Davis, Freddie Kuzik, and Ed Stannard on reeds, Adrian Rollini on bass saxophone, Irving Brodsky on piano, Tommy Fellini on banjo, Stan King on drums, and that's it. So, let's listen then to Red Hot Henry Brown, first by the Charleston Chasers, and then by the California Ramblers. The year is 1925. Thank you. I thought that both were very nice recordings. Of course, the California Rams are a much bigger group. Okay, let's continue. Now I'm going to bring in Mel Hallett and his orchestra as the challengers. And the tune is Beale Street Blues. Let me tell you a little something about Mel Hallett. This comes from the liners for the Jazz Oracle CD entitled Edison Hot Dance Obscurities, Volume 3, and the liners were written by Joe Moore. So Malcolm Hallett was born around 1893 in Roxbury, Massachusetts. He studied at the New England Conservatory of Music, and during the First World War was a member of a band which entertained U.S. troops in France. Following the end of the war, he worked as a violinist in various hotels and theaters in Boston. He formed his own band in about 1920, his first engagement being at the American House, Boston. Sometime during 1921, he took his band to New York, where he enjoyed great success during the 20s. In addition to playing various New York ballrooms, such as the Arcadia, the band toured as far as Bangor, Maine in the north and Baltimore, Maryland in the south. A Variety for October 6, 1926 reported them as opening at the Arcadia Ballroom, New York on December 1st. The same paper dated January 25, 1928 stated back at Roseland Ballroom, New York. We'll return to Vaudeville in February to Lafayette Theater, Buffalo, February 20th. My recollection is that there was a battle of the bands between Mel Hallett and the Gene Goldcat Orchestra sometime in 1927. This was recorded by Mel Hallett on October 2nd, 1929. Mel Hallett is directing, Carl Swearingen and Chet Gonier on trumpet, Brad Goins on cornet, or clarinet, Andy Russo on trombone, Toots Mondello and Nelson Dowd on clarinet or alto sax, Joe Holmes on clarinet or tenor sax, Frank Guilfoyle on piano and is the arranger, Vic Mondello on guitar, Joe Carbonaro on brass bass or string bass, Frank Frizzelli on drums, and there is an unknown vocal. Now, the version by Mal Hallett is taken as a blues. On the other hand, the version by the California Ramblers, which is from June 6, 1927, is taken more like a dance band tune. For this particular session of June 26, the California Ramblers consisted of Chelsea Quilly on trumpet, Bobby Davis and Sam Ruby on reeds, Adrian Rollin on bass saxophone, Jack Rossin on piano, Tommy Fellini on banjo, Herb Whale on drums. Adrian Rollini also plays Goofus in Beale Street Blues. So, let's listen then to Beale Street Blues, first by Mel Hallett in 1929 and then California Ramblers in 1927. Thank you.
and any place I know. Happily did we did do, for I'd rather be here. I'll sit in any place I know. It's gonna take a sergeant to make me go.
Now I want to bring a composition by Arthur Schott, Delirium. It's a very advanced composition. First, I will play the version by Red and Meat Stompers. which was recorded on February 11, 1927, with Red Nichols on trumpet, Biff Ball on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet, alto sax, Arthur Schott on piano, Tony Colucci on banjo, and Vic Burton on drums. Then the same tune, Delirium, recorded by the California Ramblers on June 26, 1927, with Chelsea Quilly on trumpet, Bobby Davis and Seb Ruby on reeds, Adrian Rollini on bass saxophone, Jack Rossin on piano, Tommy Fellini on banjo, Herb Whale on drums. So then, let's listen to first Red and Miff Stompers, then the California Ramblers, Delirium, Arthur Schott's composition, 1927.
Thank you.
The next tune that I want to bring out is Someday Sweetheart. This was recorded by the Piccadilly Players on December 13, 1927. And again, I will read from the liners of the Edison Hot Dance Obscurities Volume 3, written by Joe Moore. There's quite a bit of information about the Piccadilly Players. It says one of the many bands under the management of the Paul Whiteman Organization were led by Melville Morris and appear to have been in existence from about 1926 to 1929. Neither Morris nor the Players seem to have received much coverage in the popular music press of the time. The only notes of any substance I have been able to find come from Variety, the first of these being dated September 23. This reported the addition of Melville Morris to the staff of the Paul Whiteman office to handle the booking arrangements for all the bands managed by Whiteman. Variety for April 28, 1926 reported that Melville Morris will head the Paul Whiteman's Aristocrats, which will broadcast as a commercial account. Morris is Whiteman's orchestra booking manager and was at one time a radio favorite with the Mazzola Orchestra via WEAF. Morris has booked the Paul Whiteman Piccadilly Players into the Beau Rivage Ship's Head Bay to open from May 10th. We talked about the Piccadilly Players few years ago in the forum in connection with Irving Peskin, a trumpet player in the tradition of Red Nichols and Big Spiderbeck. Now the tune that I have here is Someday Sweetheart, as I said before, recorded December 13, 1927, but the personnel is not known. All it's known is that Mel Morris is directing the Piccadilly Players, and perhaps Joe Moore suggests that Earl Baker might be the trumpet player, and he says, there are one or two small clues as to individual musicians. The trumpet player Earl Baker, known for his work with the Ben Pollack Orchestra, stated many years ago that he had recorded for Edison on one occasion. He could remember little or of when and where, apart from one title, this being Someday Sweetheart. Thus, he is possibly present on the first two titles recorded on that day. It has also suggested in the past that Leo McConville may have taken part in some sessions. McConville is known to have done considerable session work for various recording companies during this period, so he too may be present on some sides. In any case, several of the Piccadilly Players' sides feature good trumpet soloists, included on You're Just a Great Big Baby Doll, a fine player who had been obviously listening to Big Spiderbeck. During 2004, in his interview with Jerry Fabris of the Edison National Historic Site, Irving Peskin identified himself as the soloist. But not in the particular recording that I'm playing, Someday Sweetheart. Okay, I will follow that with the California Ramblers version of August 12, 1927, with Chelsea Quilly on trumpet, Bobby Davis and Sam Ruby on reeds, Adrian Rollini on bass saxophone, Jack Rossin on piano, Tommy Fellini on banjo, Herb Whale on drums, and Ed Kirkaby is on vocal here. So let's listen then to Someday Sweetheart, first by the Piccadilly Players and then by the California Ramblers, both recorded in 1927. ¶¶
see now, and can't see how the weary blues can come to you. Doodle-doodle-doo, but as you sow, so shall you reap, and what you reap will make you weep someday, sweetheart.
Okay, the next selection I want to bring begins with a vocal, and this is by the great Annette Henshaw. The tune is Don't Take That Black Bottom Away, recorded in New York, October 1926, by Annette Henshaw, accompanied by the Redheads. And the Redheads here are Red Nichols on trumpet, Miff Moll on trombone, is question mark Jimmy Lytle on clarinet, Willie White on piano, question mark John Kelly on banjo, and question mark Joe Tarto on brass bass. I will follow that with the October 14, 1926 version of the same tune, Don't Take That Black Bottom Away. The California Ramblers here consist of Frank Cush and Roy Johnston on trumpet, Abe Lincoln on trombone, Bobby Davis and Sam Ruby on reeds, Sid Harris on violin, Adrian Rollini on bass saxophone, Jack Russin on piano, Tommy Fellini on banjo, Herb Whale on drums, and the vocal is by Ed Kirkaby. So let's listen then to two versions of Don't Take That Black Bottom Away. First, Annette Henshaw with the Redheads, and then the California Ramblers, both recorded in 1926.
Black bottom, don't take the sunshine out of my death, but don't take away that black bottom. Black bottom can't take the stone away. Leave me with a crown of gray, but don't take that black bottom away. Now every time I do that dance, I lose my self-control, and it has taken full possession of my very soul. Just take everything you can. You can even take my man, but don't take that black bottom away.
The next selection that I want to play is I Ain't Got Nobody. And this first version is by the Coon Sanders Nighthawks. And let me read again from Grove Music Online where they tell us about this band. It's under the name of Joe Sanders, and it says, born in Thayer, Kansas, October 15, 1896, died in Kansas City, Missouri, on May 14, 1965, American pianist, singer, and band leader. With the drummer Carlton Coon, born in Rochester, Minnesota on February 5, 1894, died in Chicago May 4, 1932, he led the Coon Sanders Novelty Orchestra, a small band which the two men formed in Kansas City in 1920. It made its first broadcast in 1921 and from December 1922 played on late-night programs, earning the nickname the Nighthawks. With additional members, it began performing and recording in Chicago in 1924 as the Coon Sanders Original Nighthawk Orchestra or the Coon Sanders Nighthawks. Sanders' solo playing may be heard on Dip Henderson, 1926, Victor 20081. The band was resident at the Black Hawk Hotel in Chicago from 1926 and toured widely during the summer. After Coon's death, Sanders continued to lead a version of the band for a few months. He worked in the Hollywood studios in 1934, then in May 1935 formed a new band, the Joe Sanders Original Nighthawks, which was resident at the Black Hawk until the end of the 1930s. And occasionally thereafter, in the latter part of the 1940s, he again worked in Hollywood studios and led a band that returned periodically to Chicago to perform at the Black Hawk. During the 1950s, Sanders sang regularly with the Kansas City Opera. Okay, the recording of I Ain't Got Nobody by the Coon Sanders Nighthawks is from June 25th, 1927. The personnel is Joe Rickelson and Bob Pope on trumpet, Ray Downing on trombone, Harold Thiel and John Thiel on clarinet and alto sax, Floyd Estep on clarinet, tenor sax, Joe Sanders on piano, Ross Stout on banjo, Elmer Krebs on brass bass. And the vocal here is by Joe Sanders and Carlton Coon. Now let me tell you what the liners for a CD entitled Coon Sanders Original Nighthawk Orchestra Volume 2 from the Old Masters. These are written by Randy Scavett, and here is what he says about the tune I Ain't Got Nobody. First recorded by Marion Harris for Victor in 1917, this was already a standard when Cooney and Joe got around it. Cooney's drums and Downing's breathed trombone are heard to good effect in the first chorus. This is a very determined performance, with Cooney's drums mic'd particularly well. Noting how well that legato I lends itself to vocal harmonies, the boys also extended Nobody, a clever touch. Pope provides trumpet punctuation, some of it in whole tone scale. His clarion notes and Coon's thumping bass drum dominate the finish. It's really a terrific version. I think Pope had echoes of Bix in his playing, and overall a very beautiful rendition. I will follow that with the version by the California Ramblers. That's from October 27, 1925, with Frank Cush and Roy Johnson on trumpet, George Troop on trombone, Fud Livingston, Freddie Kuzik and Ed Stannard on reeds, Adrian Rollini on bass saxophone, Irving Brodsky on piano, Tommy Fellini on banjo, and Stan King on drums. Did I say that was from October 27, 1925? Okay, so let's then listen to two versions of I Ain't Got Nobody. First, the Coon Sanders Nighthawks in 1927, and then the California Ramblers in 1925.
Take a chance with me.
We have come to the end of today's program. I hope you have enjoyed the challenges, if you like, or the comparisons between recordings by two different bands of the same tune. And one of the bands is always the California Ramblers, a great organization who gave us a lot of very good music in the 1920s. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Have come to the end of today's program. I hope you have enjoyed the challenges, if you like, or the comparisons between recordings by two different bands of the same tune. And one of the bands is always the California Ramblers, a great organization who gave us a lot of very good music in the 1920s. Well, let's get back to Bix now. have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.
This is